The dead bodies are floating on the water. Everything is gone. I don't know how to talk about it because it's so terrible.
Some people have lost their clothes in the storm. They arrive at the hospital wearing only plastic bags. They need shoes, mosquito nets, waterproof tarps, and so many basic things.
Burma's military government continues to keep most international aid workers from entering storm-stricken regions of the Irrawaddy Delta. Instead, the generals have printed their names on the UN-donated aid packages.
Well, military is showing on the state radio and television how good they are. But this is just a propaganda. We receive a very clear, you know, stories from the feast that millions of people are stay without shelter, without drinking food. The majority of people in the ARV Delta don't have help from the military. Now we got the information that cholera just started, and many people, and especially the children, are suffering from diarrhea. It will cause more, you know, death if we cannot take immediate intervention.
While people wait desperately for aid to reach them, the government is busy with a referendum for a new constitution, which many feel will legitimize the regime's authority in Burma. Elections have gone ahead as scheduled, except for delays in some of the worst cyclone-affected areas.
When I went to mark the ballot card, I just held a pen and they forced my hand to vote yes to the referendum.
It was hardly a free election.
I gave my ID card and they wrote my number on the ballot.
It's like your social security number being written on the ballot, so the government knows exactly how you voted.
I feel so bad, and I really don't want to vote for the referendum.
The elections continue as international aid trickles into Burma. But some local organizations are finding their way in through the back door. The Maytau Clinic on the Thai-Burma border is one of the many community-based organizations sending teams of aid workers in under the radar of the Burmese military.
Yeah, we are trying so many possible ways that can reach to the people who are definitely need in times of disaster. So we are collecting information, we are collecting the funding, and also trying the possible way to channel through Burma. For the meantime, we cannot tell you how, because, you know, there's a lot of difficulties and a lot of intimidation by the authorities. Some groups inside Burma, they have attempted to distribute the food to the people. That authorities are searching them, threatening them, and they want all the donation into their hands.
We cannot hope for assistance from the military, but we give help as much as we can. Don't think then we aren't giving help.
Religious groups such as local Burmese monks are also helping.
The monks can provide shelter, but they cannot provide enough food. Usually, people give food to the monks, not the other way around.
Burma's many exiled citizens desperately try to contact their relatives and offer help from abroad.
If I send money to you for people in the hospital, can they get some decent food?
Yes, that's very good, because many of the rice packages are wet and rotten by the time they arrive here.
The most immediate need is medicines and water purification tablets, because clean water is a big problem right now. So medicine first, and that dry food, and some other kinds of assistance, like a food for baby and for mother. These are the main priority we are trying to get in there. International communities and many governments committed to support Burma. The problem is the government did not allow it. So we are doing immediate action to reach the people before they die.
At the Maytau Clinic, Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims offer their prayers for those still clinging to life in Burma.